have a shaft lever, or does it just open?
Open.
Before refrigerators, where did you keep things cold?
Ice box.
Okay.
Bucket let in the well.
Alright. What would you call a place that's used for just milk cows today?
In just pasture.
But what about a place that just might keep the milk cows there and sell the milk?
Dairy.
Okay. And then what would you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows and the other animals walk around?
Barnyard.
Mm-hmm. And then what's the big open area that you used to keep the animals in?
Pasture.
Mm-hmm. What do you do when you go out into the field and get the cotton out of the field that's been raised?
You pick it.
Is there any cotton grown in this area?
No.
What do you call the grass that grows up in a field, or maybe the cotton or anything else that you've planted that you don't really want to be there?
What kind of grass?
Mm-hmm.
Or such as water grass, Johnson grass, crab grass.
Okay. What's another name for maybe an open place that you might use maybe to grow hay or something like that?
And be a field.
Mm-hmm. And then what kind of fences do you have around your yards and gardens?
We don't have any right now. What do we have?
Okay, what about a fence that would be made with little pieces of wood that maybe came to a point at the top?
A picket fence.
Okay. And then what would you call the kind of fence that you might put around cattle pastures or a pasture with horses to keep them from being able to get out?
Electric wire.
What kind of fence was used before the electric wire? Barbed wire fence. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you name any other kinds of fences that might be made with wood?
Rail fence.
Okay, and then what are the things that the wire is attached to when you put up a barbed wire fence?
Post.
Okay. And what would just one do?
One post.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say if you had two?
Big post.
And then what would you call a fence or a wall that was made with loose stones or rocks?
You mean all that together built out of rocks and stones?
Mm-hmm.
You'd call that a rock wall.
Okay. What would you call the thing that you would put in a nest with a hen to try to get the hen to lay eggs?
That there's a nest here.
Okay. What's the name for the best dishes that a woman might have in her kitchen or maybe keep in the hutch or something that are for special?
What kind
special
of special
dishes? What might they be called? What kind?
China.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have you ever heard the thing that's put in the nest to make the chicken lay egg called a China egg?
No, I don't know.
Okay. What did you say it's called?
Nest egg.
Okay. What's the thing that you used to carry water in?
Buckets.
Okay. And then what would you carry milk in?
A pail.
Okay, what's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
No one.
Okay. What about if you were going out to feed the pigs? What would you carry the stuff in and you're going to feed the pigs?
I carry it in a slop bucket.
Okay. And then what do you use to fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Okay, what's it made out of?
Iron.
Okay. And then what about something that's big and black and it might be in the backyard that you would use for boiling water or something out in the yard?
Washcloth.
Okay. What about the little round thing that you put on the stove to boil water in that's not a coffee pot?
Just a kettle.
Okay. And then what would you